Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Scotland at Christmas time. I go immediately to Simon Constable at Edinburgh. Simon writing for Barron's, the Wall Street Journal, and other distinguished publications. Observing Scotland at the end of the second year of the pandemic with the unknowns of Omicron. Simon, a very good day to you in Edinburgh. We'll first visit with what we know so far of Omicron and the presentation by the central government in London and by the government in Edinburgh, led by First Minister Nicola Sturgeon, about where the Omicron is and how it's spreading. I see in London, everywhere, quiet. Quiet at pubs, quiet at restaurants. The foot traffic is down. A lot of concern about Omicron. Is that matched at Edinburgh that you can see? Good day to you, Simon.
Good day to you, John. Yes, it's very much matched here in Edinburgh. In fact, on the central belt across the country of Scotland, so that would be Glasgow and Edinburgh, and the outlying areas of that, it's very high levels. We're talking over 800 cases per 100,000 people in the last 7 days. Now, there are places that are worse than that, and that will be London. And if you look to London, you're talking about, you know, a thousand, maybe 2,000 almost for the cases per 100,000 people in the last 7 days. So it is getting bad. A lot of people in London, a lot of people, I'm surprised by the figures in Edinburgh, because people tend to have been pretty well, well trained in sort of keeping a social distance and everything. So yes, it's worrying. It's moving through our country like crazy. It looks to be, by the color coding on the heat map I'm looking at, to be really bad just over the Irish Sea in Northern Ireland. That looks really bad too. So not good, really. Not good at all.
Yes, we go now to the specifics of the Scottish government, led by Nicola Sturgeon. What is true right now? What are the mandates? What are the recommendations for life in Edinburgh before Christmas?
Well, before Christmas, it's pretty much business as usual, but remember to wear your mask. Don't go out if you think you've got COVID. Get a test if you can. Now, we have unlimited tests we can get from the local drugstores, courtesy of the National Health Service. So you just go in, ask for a packet of lateral flow tests, and they'll give that to you. That's not been a problem for me or anyone I know. Keep social distancing. Nicola Sturgeon has mentioned to the public that restaurants should maintain social distancing indoors, so tables at least a meter apart. Don't socialize with more than three different households together. That helps limit the spread of this, apparently. And Nicola Sturgeon's also come out with some new things. For the new year, which is also known as Hogmanay, some events are being basically cancelled, or at least can only be done virtually. So Hogmanay is a big, big New Year's festival. It involves drinking to levels which I think most Americans will not be able to imagine. That will really not be happening. Outdoor Hogmanay events will not be happening. All outdoor events, such as sporting events, will be limited to 500 people. Indoor events, including concerts, limited to 200 people seated or 100 standing. And again, the 1 meter physical distancing is going to continue to be required. So these are guidances more than anything else. It's not like it was at the very beginning of the pandemic, when people were just told to stay at home and don't come out and don't open the door and don't be out for more than an hour at a time. So quite different, but still, you know, the government is getting worried.
Hogmanay includes the Old Firm game, Rangers and Celtic, and that will go ahead without fans. That's a blow to tradition everywhere. Simon, I mentioned that I've learned in Australia they have limitations as well. And one of them, Simon was very impressed that I brought this to him because he's a British citizen as well as an American citizen, and he can appreciate the ironies of traveling around the globe in Anglophile countries. Australia is telling its citizens, especially in New South Wales, that everyone is limited, every adult is limited, to only 12 bottles of champagne for Christmas. This is said to be a blow to the Aussies. Now, Scotland has a tradition of being able to drink. Does that sound like something that Scotland would impose to limit you to 12 bottles of champagne?
12 bottles of champagne, I mean, if that's the rest of your life, that might, for some people, seem to be a little bit of a restriction. But 12 bottles of champagne would keep me going for a considerable time. I would find it hard to believe that, if Christmas just means Christmas Day, 12 bottles would do me and a lot of other people combined. I'm really amazed by that. That is very impressive, and my hat is off to the Australians.
Yes, and they are also dealing with Omicron, but let's talk about life inside the Omicron unknowns. We do not know how widespread this is going to get. We don't know what the remedies are. Certainly, the vaccinated have better outcomes than the unvaccinated. Scotland is heavily vaccinated. So prices, Simon, prices at Christmas. The expression here is, do you know what? And then name the item is price per pound. Do you have sticker shock or price shock in Scotland? Are people talking about the inflation of your Christmas meals?
People are worried about the inflation of Christmas meals, particularly protein, which would be beef or chicken or turkey or goose if that was what people wanted. So, yes, prices are getting a little out of control. For things like alcohol, not so much, because again, just like with petrol, there's a lot of tax on alcohol, and so we don't tend to see the prices move quite so much. But, it's getting worrying. Hopefully, it's not so worrying that people will be starving at Christmas, because that would be terrible.
Do you see empty shelves? Do you see sparse display in the grocery stores, or is everything filled up?
I haven't actually been to a supermarket in a couple of days, but I will be going tomorrow to get Christmas dinner and lots of it. And I would expect that by the end of Friday, which is Christmas Eve, we will see empty shelves as people just go in and buy. And of course, that makes sense for the supermarkets too, because they won't want to hold fresh produce or stock or anything that will spoil. So that's a normal thing just before Christmas, is they run out of the things that are Christmassy. You know, if you run out of, Christmas chocolates, that's normal. That's probably a good thing for the supermarket.
Now for the big question, energy. I understand your petrol stations are heavily taxed, so they do not move. But what about your heat, your natural gas? Where is that right now at Christmas time?
Well, natural gas, and it's interesting because I was writing about this yesterday. Natural gas prices for Europe are now, and this is a weird metric, but it's 180 euros, which is an incredible amount, 180 euros per megawatt hour. And that's up from 20, not 120, up from 20 in January. So it's gone up ninefold. It really is an incredible amount, and that will come through to us in our gas bills. So that is going to be absolutely brutal.
And the question of the winter, they've had snow in northern Germany. I was told yesterday, speaking to Limerick, Ireland now, I mean, you know, this is a large landscape. We're stretching over the North Sea, that Limerick was moderate in temperatures. How has it been in Edinburgh these last weeks?
Well, last week it was pretty mild, and that was lovely. And I think the week before that was pretty mild too. This week it's been a bit nippy. I was out without my gloves. I forgot them. I was out for a walk, and by the time I got home, my fingers were freezing. So it is nippy today. It tends not to last very long, this nippy stuff, but it isn't snowing yet, so it's not that level of cold. But yeah, nippy, shall we say?
We've featured Edinburgh because it's a way of measuring Scotland, northern northern British Isles against anywhere you are listening to this in America or in North America, in Asia. The prices, the challenge of the Omicron, the unknowns, the limiting of audiences. We're going to turn now to That Was the Year That Was in the vital matter of commodities. Simon Constable, writing for Barron's and Forbes and The Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bashley.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try, M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.